As Andy said, my name is Chris Coughlin. My wife, Tricia, and I live in Westford. We've been married for almost 30 years and have been blessed with five wonderful children and now one son-in-law. Today, I have the privilege of sharing my faith story with you. I'd like to begin by saying that God is truly in the business of changing lives, and I stand before you today as one whose life has been radically changed by Jesus. Paul said, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come." I grew up on Long Island during the 60s and 70s in a church-going Catholic family. I attended a parochial school through the eighth grade and was exposed to God and the Bible at both church and at school. But I didn't know God. I only knew about God. During those years, if you had asked me if I was a Christian, I would have said, "Yes, of course I am. I believe there is a God and I go to church." I would have also agreed that Jesus was the Son of God. But my belief was much more of a historical rather than a belief rather than a faith or a trust in God. See, I believed that Jesus lived and was God's Son in much the same way I believed Abraham Lincoln was the 16th president of our country. Both were historical figures that lived a long time ago who had little or nothing to do with me personally. During my teen years, I made a lot of bad choices. From the age of 13 to 21, partying, rebellion, and basic rabble-rousing characterized my life. While it is true that these years were very dark, I sometimes refer to them as my Philistine years. It's also true that unbeknownst to me, God was working in the lives of people I loved very much, who would one day share the love of Christ with me when I was most unlovable. You see, my sister was the first of my siblings to become a Christian, a true follower of Christ. Believing that she was a bit of a goody two-shoes, her sudden interest in Jesus didn't come as any big surprise to me, though. But when she and her husband, a new Christian himself, offered me a job for the summer, I was not too enthusiastic about the offer. You see, my brother-in-law is a contractor, and working for him meant I would also be living with them 24/7, as they lived in Connecticut, and my home was on Long Island. Even though my sister and I were quite close, I thought this Christianity stuff was okay for them, but I wanted nothing to do with it myself. However, this was the summer between my junior and senior year of college, and I needed a job, so I accepted their offer. So, 5 days a week, I was definitely a captive audience for my brother-in-law as we drove about 45 minutes each morning to our job site. He would ask me questions like, "Chris, do you know what the gospel is?" Or, "Chris, if you met St. Peter at the pearly gates, what would you tell him so he would let you in?" Well, to me, the gospel was part of the Mass. And while I figured I had messed up so badly already that God was never going to let me into heaven, and there was nothing I could do to change that, so that kind of ended the story. Well, the story really didn't end there. Throughout the summer, my sister, her husband, and their church family continued to love me in a way that I never experienced before, a genuine, unconditional love. While what they had in their fellowship was foreign to me, it was nonetheless very attractive. Despite this, from time to time, when someone would ask me if I considered making a decision to follow Christ, I would always avoid the question and change the subject. Although God was beginning to soften my heart, and I was, for the first time, beginning to question my life choices, I could not in good conscience answer yes to that question. Well, that very same summer, my sister and brother-in-law were also in a home Bible study with another young couple. Together, they were studying the book of Romans. Since I was living in my sister's home, and I thought it would be polite if I participated in the Bible study, I did. To that point, though, I only knew Paul as the Apostle Paul. I knew nothing of Saul of Tarsus, who once persecuted Christians for their faith. But during that study, I learned that Paul was once an enemy of Jesus, whose life was radically changed after meeting Jesus. I thought if God could forgive Paul, then perhaps he could forgive me as well. So, while I still had doubts of what the future would bring, by the end of that summer, I asked Christ to forgive me, to accept me as his child, and to save me from my sins. And as I headed back to college that fall, I clung to these two verses from the book of Proverbs. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Finally, when I returned to campus, God led me to a fellowship where I learned another Bible passage from the book of Joshua, which I treasured as a new Christian on a secular campus. He said to Joshua, "Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be terrified. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go." There's a lot more to this story, but I'm going to stop here. If anyone is interested in hearing any more about becoming a follower of Jesus, I would definitely be glad to meet you after the service. Thanks for your time.